Please confirm all systems go. The starter's voice whispered in Robert Singh's ear. Number one? Okay. Number two? Yes. Number three? No problem. But there was no response from Caltech's number four. She was walking very clumsily away from the starting line. That leaves only six of us, thought Singh, feeling a brief flash of sympathy. What bad luck to have come all the way from Earth, only to have an equipment failure at the last moment. But proper testing would have been impossible down there. No simulator would have been large enough. Here it was only necessary to step out through the airlock to find enough vacuum to satisfy anyone. Beginning the countdown. 10, 9, 8. This was not one of those events that could be won or lost at the starting line. Singh waited until well after zero, carefully estimating his launch angle before taking off. A lot of mathematics had gone into this. Almost a millisecond of Aritech computer time had been devoted to the problem. The moon's 1/6 gravity was the most important factor, but by no means the only one. The stiffness of his suit, optimum rate of oxygen intake, heat load, fatigue, all these had to be taken into consideration. And it had first been necessary to settle a long-standing debate going back to the days of the very first men on the moon, which was better, hopping or long jumping. Both worked quite well, but there was no precedent for what he was attempting now. Until today, all spacesuits had been bulky affairs that restricted mobility and added so much mass to the wearer that it required an effort to start moving, and sometimes an equal effort to stop. But this suit was very different. Robert Singh had tried to explain those differences, without giving away any trade secrets, during one of the inevitable media interviews before the race. "How could we make it so light?" he had answered to the first question. "Well, it's not designed for use in daytime." "Why does that matter? It doesn't need a heat rejection system. The sun can pump more than a kilowatt into you. That's why we're racing at night." "Oh, I was wondering about that. But won't you get too cold? Doesn't the lunar night get a couple of 100 degrees below zero?" Singh managed to avoid smiling at such a simple-minded question. "Your body generates all the heat you need, even on the moon. And if you're running a marathon, much more than you need." "But can you really run, wrapped up like a mummy?"
"Just wait and see."
He had spoken confidently enough in the security of the studio, but now, standing out on the barren lunar plain, that phrase, "like a mummy," came back to haunt him. It was not the most cheerful of comparisons.